Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte, and you're with Stan, Roe, and Raph on the SGP podcast. Woo!
Are you ready? Marks and Smarks. This is the Smarky Las Filipinas podcast.
You are listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Undas edition of the SGP podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, and Raph Camus recording on this All Saints Day. Thankfully, it's a holiday, and thankfully, there's no traffic, so it's much easier for all of us, even our guest for this week.
Camus and I would like to state that we are doing this episode under slight protest, because...
Slight lang,
because it's Undas, and we really wanted to be spending tonight at home.
But it's okay.
We get to spend time with our friends and loved ones.
All right, we mentioned we had a guest for this week, and our guest is someone you've seen at shows and someone whose identity you've probably been wondering. No, that's not Capitan PWR, but it is another masked guy who goes by the name of Revo Ranger. So he'll be joining us later on in the podcast, and no, he won't be telling you who he is.
Walang identity reveals ngayon.
Yeah, not in this episode at least. But for now, let's talk about the stuff that went on in the world of wrestling this week, starting off with the Survivor Series teams being built up. As of right now, SmackDown has four guys, all baby faces on their team, and Raw has Kurt Angle and Braun Strowman.
It's a fair fight so far.
It's not a fair fight so far, because it's 2-on-4 at this point, and you'd think there 1 week would be enough time to gather enough forces to round out the team. SmackDown was on the up and up. They didn't even have anything. They left the show last week with Randy on their team.
And
technically, yes.
Yeah.
So now it's medyo buo na sila. And yep. The fifth guy is going to be pretty much either
AJ or Rusev.
Yeah. No. Hopefully. Sam Rusev, right?
No, AJ and Rusev are
like Yeah.
Which I'd like Rusev, just that it's not a straight face team.
And but obviously it's going to be AJ. Because what's AJ going to do?
Well.
No, there is no. No.
There is no well.
No.
Well.
It depends on whether Finn is on Team Raw.
And
if not,
with the development of the Good Brothers, the recent development.
What development? They were in a trick or street fight.
No, did you see that they've been removed from all WWE social media?
Oh no,
with the exception of the name. That happened this afternoon.
Huh? What do you mean they've been removed?
They're not. They've removed a lot of social media tied to WWE, which is, you know, the pre-release type stuff.
Hello.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, let me check right now.
Check right now, boys!
This is weird, but then again, I can't blame them. Because it's the second straight year na Gallows has been in this stupid trick-or-street fight. And it's not like they've really handled them.
What are you talking about? Carl Anderson's still Carl Anderson WWE.
No, with the exception of that. Everything else, they've been...
So what are you saying?
There are things that I've been thinking about. I know. It earlier today.
They're on the Europe tour. What the hell are you talking about?
I saw it. Wait.
Yeah, where did you see it? Fake news, yeah?
No, 434.
Huh?
434 reported it kanina. Here.
What did they report exactly? Oh, while we're looking at this right now.
Fake news na naman to.
Go.
Camus, no. I expected more from you.
No.
Which 434? Dami 434 na naman, diba si?
As someone who speaks out against the likes of Mocha Uson, you know better to not encourage fake news.
Not encouraging fake Shame. News. Sorry, I read it earlier.
Can we just say that... Wait, no, never mind.
So yeah, Ro and Camus are actually going through the 434 page right now. It's not like they're going to find anything. I don't think they're going to find anything.
Samba, wala naman na.
They're not going to find anything.
Yeah.
We're totally wasting time.
All I'm seeing are people's Halloween costume. What the fuck are you talking about?
Wait, I'll find it. Let me just help.
I wish we had Darlie right now.
If this was a big deal, Camus... If this was real...
This afternoon, you said? Wala naman
this would have been. This would have been talked about already online. That's the point.
Somebody would have posted it on our hallowed ground.
Yeah, kasi maraming atat dyan eh.
So wala ka, must never mind this.
Yeah. So let's skip through that because obviously that was fake news. So anyway, back
Luke
to
Gallows, the, so Luke Gallows WWE. So yeah.
Parang wala nagbago, see? So going back, Raw versus SmackDown, Commissioner versus Commissioner. That's basically what it's boiled down to right here.
So two old guys are leading their respective teams on the Survivor Series, on the Survivor Series match. What on women's Survivor Series match?
There is. Becky Lynch is the captain on SmackDown.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
And the reason was the captain on Raw.
Yeah, I remember Anthony bringing up the fact that only the Cruiserweight Championship will be defended on the pay-per-view.
What does that say about the Cruiserweight division then? That they're not even involved in the Raw versus SmackDown hype.
They're being treated as individual brand?
They're being treated as, you know, not the heavyweights, I guess.
Which has been the case a month since they were reintegrated back.
That's pretty much it.
It's kind of sad, again. Sayang lang. I wish they would have redone the whole Team Lucha Lucha versus the Zoth.
But no, apparently there's a Cruiserweight Championship match, which isn't bad, but...
Wait, is this Enzo Kalisto?
Oh, it's still Enzo Kalisto for official. The third time. And for by now, you would have figured that they would have added a stipulation to this, but guess not. So,
well, they need a good kickoff match.
Yeah, and it probably won't be on the kickoff, as you... you're right. I do wish that there was a Survivor Series match in it, but I think... Is there going to be a tag Survivor Series match? Wala na, diba?
No, wala na. So yung tag team is Usos versus Seth and...
Yeah, three is too much anyway, but... Yeah, it's a waste.
So the way they're building up...
I know, that was Raw.
Yeah, he hasn't found anything, obviously, because he's not really speaking. Obviously, Raw is building towards the go-home show when they'll probably add the fifth guy. If I had to put my money on the last three guys, Samoa Joe is going to be part of it. Yeah. Roman's going to come back and be a part of it.
He booked Samoa, like.
No, Roman didn't come back.
Okay.
So he wasn't on Raw. And probably the last spot will go to Finn, which means that AJ is going to be the fifth guy on SmackDown. That said, Kamus actually brought something up before before you got here.
Something intelligible.
Not intelligible. It was actually intelligent. Those are different things. He said, now, what do you think about how Raw is doing things now? Kurt Angle just named Braun Strowman his pick, whereas on SmackDown, Shane made everyone earn their spots.
It's typical of what we've observed from SmackDown since the draft, since the split. Land of opportunity and all that. Pero push na lahat. So I guess if it's deliberate na the Kurt just names people, then mas halata yung difference.
Contrast.
Yung contrast na that.
I was actually telling Kamus earlier na in a way it makes sense. Because if you have Braun Strowman on your brand, why won't you get Braun Strowman?
Because... You know, he's not exactly the best team player. And the only thing.
No. Well, you know, if Kurt was just naming people, then the fact that Braun went against them to DLC might be enough to explain why he hasn't gotten Braun.
Yeah, pwede. I'm not sure how Kane plays into this, though. Because if you look back on Raw, one of the scenes there was Kane attacking Daniel Bryan in the dark. And I don't remember who brought this up, but someone mentioned online. What's the purpose of Kane attacking Bryan? Is Bryan going to come back and be a part of the team? And I had to say, clearly you're not paying attention to Daniel Bryan's status. Second, I think that the Kane attack on Daniel Bryan can just make Bryan more sympathetic towards SmackDown now. He was being the voice of reason, chastising Shane and chastising the Blue Brand.
Now it gives him an excuse to get all in on it.
Yeah.
And long.
Yeah.
So I think that's the game-changing move behind that.
I think it was too soon. Decision. A week after what happened was way too soon. They could have done this next week.
Agree, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right before the go-home week, they at least
the week before the go-home week.
Yeah, so
the
go-home one
problem is there's not much for him to do or to contribute since he's not an active wrestler anyway.
Yeah.
Yun lang.
So yun yung limitation lang naman. But I thought it was nice that they integrated Kane and that they didn't ignore their history as a tag team.
Oh.
So that was a good move on their end. Yeah. Mm. That was a good move on their end. But looking at SmackDown, so assuming it's AJ as the fifth guy, is it a good idea to just stack all the top baby faces as your Survivor Series team? Nawala yung face heel interplay there, unlike in previous years.
Actually, yeah, that's a good point. It's the land of opportunity, yes, for both of us. I mean, technically, we're talking about why not make all teams faces, right? But I don't know. I think it would be a good idea, but again, the faces aren't that stacked on both brands.
Mm-mm.
When you say they're not stacked, what do you mean?
Parang, okay, let's look at SmackDown, right? You have the top face is AJ. Probably...
Randy, eh?
Really?
Or AJ.
AJ.
AJ, nominally, maybe. AJ. Nakamura.
And then Randy.
AJ, Nakamura, Randy. No, sorry, I'm just counting.
Yeah, that's it. You know, today,
those are your top three. Yeah.
They're technically the biggest faces on the roster.
Yeah. And then Shane.
Okay, and then Shane, maybe.
Shane.
And then we have Bobby Roode, who's the other guy.
Yeah.
Who is technically a big name, but isn't yet on SmackDown right now.
Yeah.
So, parang if you're going to bring up all the faces to represent the brand, it's not as loaded with star power as you would like.
It's not as big a... How do you say this?
Na parang, but yeah, that's where they're going either.
Because yeah, you're leaving out Kevin Owens. You're leaving out Sami Zayn.
Obviously, they tried.
Yeah.
And they're going to have something to do.
But the fact that they tried, and you know, Shane, I guess, was nice enough to give them a chance for a spot.
Throw them the bone.
Means that Shane understands that it's not about who's also on your team. I mean, who's also on your side. It's also about who's good enough to be on your team.
Right. So, since Kevin and Sami didn't qualify for the team, I'm guessing they're going to figure out a way to screw things up for SmackDown.
Right. Actually, yeah. That's actually not a bad idea.
Or if they have showcase match?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, they could. There's always room for a showcase match between an inter-promotional showcase
but,
match. But
given their feud with Shane, though, yeah. I think they're going to screw Shane out of the match. Like, they're going to cause his elimination.
But like,
there's no space in for you know, for a showcase match. Who else would they fuck with on Raw? Diba?
Wala na eh. Because Seth and Dean are taken.
Yeah.
And Finn's probably going to be in the 5-on-5, so there's really no one else, right?
Tama. But I was like thinking, just in terms of booking wise, they'd have a real match and then screw them over at the end.
No, it doesn't matter. I think if they were promised a good use, a good role in screwing Shane over, then I think they'll take it.
Yeah. I would personally like to see that as well. So, alright, anything else that was of particular interest this week on the main roster, on the main shows? I haven't seen 205 live yet. I haven't even finished last week's
Halloween
episode.
Stuff was fun.
Nah, it's okay.
Is it really? Like, I hate the
fun,
Halloween stuff.
It's fun for
the first 5 minutes.
Very inconsequential,
yeah.
Yeah, like, again, going back to what I said about Gallows and Anderson. But okay, Jet so they... Man. Yeah, they showed up as their Southpaw characters.
Yeah, Aiden English was great, so...
Yeah.
I like the New Day costumes, though.
Oh, yeah.
So Brother Love, Akeem, The African Dream, and Jimmy Hart. So that was good. Especially the red face.
I just now that you mentioned the New Day, parang Rusev and English being an actual team, na may chemistry guard. I hope that kind of translates into
tag team run.
Yeah, tag team run for the two of them. Because you can never have too many tag teams.
Yeah,
I loved Rusev coming in the office of Shane and then just singing Rusev Day himself. Yeah. That was good. That was really good. And if you're still not convinced about his comedic chops, there you go. This week's episode pretty much. Shows you just how willing he is to look silly and make fun of himself.
Are there Rusev Day shirts yet?
No.
There should be.
There should be.
Yeah. I love Rusev Day. Every Tuesday in the States, it's Rusev Day. Yeah. All right. If there's nothing else... you know what? We haven't talked about the releases yet.
Oh, yes.
Over the weekend, Emma, Darren Young, and Summer Rae all got released. And the biggest thing to come out of that is Leo Rush's comments on Twitter.
Yeah. Some people don't understand why there's a big deal out of this, but...
Let's break it down first, step by step.
Yeah, hi. Leo... hi. Emma first gets released.
Yeah, so Emma, Summer, and Darren Young get released.
Leo Rush makes a joke, which isn't probably malicious in nature, for sure.
But not appropriate.
Inappropriate, yes.
Given the timing.
Yeah. He tweets that that's what happens, referring to the firing, when you're not truly ready for Asuka. And... in a vacuum, it's kind of funny.
It is.
It's kind of funny, but it's just the wrong thing to say at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Because in real life, no one wants to make fun for people.
Yeah.
Or make fun of people who are losing their job.
Yeah, it's a stupid... It's something you read and go, why would you say this now? It's not even an... It's not even... If it were a storyline firing, okay, maybe you can do that. Fine. That's a joke you can make. But... given the fact that he is also a wrestler in the same company.
Na bagong pasok lang.
Bagong pasok lang. Fans can kind of make that joke. Eh?
Yeah.
Medyo may leeway pa for fans.
Yeah, if fans did it.
Yeah, because, you know, they're not working for the same company. And
They're not in the business.
Yeah, they won't have the chance to get fired like that anyway.
Yeah.
So, to say that, to be really insensitive about it is kind of it's kind of dumb.
It's a dick move as well.
Yeah,
and then, I mean he's new to the whole.
Yeah,
WWE
he wasn't being a heel. He wasn't a heel character. He just said the dumb thing at a really wrong time.
Yeah.
So now people are calling for his head.
Yeah, and now that is also
now that's
wrong
also,
because people are just overacting because they think they have the right to be really mad.
Overzealous?
Yeah, overzealous about whatever they feel.
Yeah, because it's like, there's not... Okay, you give him a tongue-lashing, ask him to say sorry, which he already has. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because he's one of those indie guys who had a lot of success recently, gets called up to WWE, he's not yet within the structure. He's not brainwashed, kumbaga.
You don't have to be brainwashed. Yeah, you just have to be a decent person with... you know, with ethics and shit.
Uh-huh.
Or with a good moral compass.
May EQ.
Empathy. Diba? What kind of person would make fun of someone who just got fired?
For real.
Lalo na kung wala naman kayong personal na animosity.
Yeah, like from out of nowhere, you would make such a comment.
So that was pretty insensitive on his end.
It's also pretty dumb for fans to, you know, to be super mad about this. All you have to do is comment quietly. Okay. You get that out of your system, and then whoever is in charge within the structure, within the system, will be taking care of Leo Rush.
Which is what William Regal did when he addressed it on Twitter. Right? One of the better responses from this whole issue came from Regal. He said, I've done a lot of mistakes in my day, and like the way I see it, you might as well just give the person a good talking to and then guide them instead of throwing fire towards them.
It wasn't even, you know, it wasn't in turn on Leo's part. It wasn't an offense that merited his own firing.
Yeah.
It's just shut the fuck up. It's just a callous moment for him.
Yeah, it's not like he killed his wife and child.
Yeah.
Right?
So. Okay.
Happy and best, guys.
That's what I was going to go for. On November 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's just set the record straight that we on the SGP podcast, while we do realize the insensitivity of Leo Rush's words, we don't condone the fans who are actually calling for his dismissal from WWE.
Whoever's in NXT handle that. And also, by the way, while we're at it, the biggest loss in this whole release party is Emma.
Yeah. Because she's been appearing on the main roster.
Yeah,
and we haven't seen Summer Rae, so that's fine, I guess.
Yeah, Darren too. I mean, as much as I like
Darren
Young.
Mr. Glass.
He has been Mr. Glass. He could probably benefit from making a better name for himself on the indies.
Indie bookings.
And taking less stress over there. But yeah, Emma was on the way to a rehabilitation, I think.
Yeah, and it was fun to watch her. She had great matches.
And I think what's lost on a lot of fans is that for the men who get released from WWE, it's easier for them to get back on the indies. But the indie scene for women isn't as strong and as vibrant.
That's not true.
Sir!
Emma will be fine wherever she goes. She has the US, Japan, UK,
but is it
Australia,
really that strong?
Australia. Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes,
it is. If
when
Tony
you
Storm,
have... Yeah, exactly. When if, you have entire promotions dedicated solely to women's wrestling, she will be fine.
Yeah. I was going to say, if Toni Storm can work four promotions right after the Mae Young Classic, I think Emma's going to be okay.
Yeah. Was Toni a champ, still champ Rev coming
Pro.
In?
Yeah. Coming
in
think,
NYC?
I think so.
Stardom champ coming in?
I think... No. No, she won it after the tapings.
After, but
after
before.
After the tapings, before the airings.
Okay, right. Yeah, she'll be fine.
She'll be just fine.
As well, if she really wants to go back, I mean, continue going down that road.
When's the last time we had a batch of releases like this? Because it's been one-offs.
Yeah.
We haven't really had a spring cleaning session like we used to have in the
mid 2000s.
I'm
not sure if there was one last year. Could be, could not be. I don't know.
Diba, normally pa isa-isa na lang, which I kind of like. Because it's medyo jarring din na bilang, spring cleaning.
There was an NXT spring cleaning?
Yeah, kind of.
But then it wasn't as big a deal because like the biggest name that was out of that was what's his name?
Who?
Bull.
Solomon
Crowe. Bull Dempsey.
That batch of Bull Dempsey, Solomon Crowe was earlier.
Solomon Crowe was a one-off.
Bull Dempsey and like a couple of others.
Yeah,
that was the last big spring cleaning that we've had.
It doesn't happen anymore because WWE is making all the money thanks to the network and stuff. So when they do spring cleaning, now you know for sure yung mga medyo lang use. But Emma
had
of course
use.
Had use.
And you look at the Raw roster, they need the depth on their women's division.
Yeah, just because you bring in Asuka doesn't mean you should let Emma go already.
Diba? Sobrang weird nun. Yun yung talaga yung pinaka-head-scratching move eh. Kasi I don't get the...
Yeah, you're missing Nia Jax already.
No, she came back this week.
I mean, before that, I mean, technically, she
Emma in the lead-up to this.
Emma was released while Nia was away. Diba?
Sure. Yun lang. The point is that it doesn't do a lot of good for the depth, especially in a very considerably shallow division. Chart. Yeah,
it's actually deeper than you think, but it's only because it's really underutilized.
Yep.
Yeah, you have the same seven girls, and then the three girls who are either out of the picture or are unassigned, diba?
Yeah.
Outside of Alexa and Mickey who are feuding, Sasha and Bailey who get screen time, Alicia and Nia who show up, and then Asuka. That's seven. That's it. That's your roster, and then not all of them come out every week. So going back to the point, they just don't manage their women very well. Unlike on SmackDown, everyone seems to get screen time, even to the point that this week, their entire women's division was in the same frame for an entire segment. So, I don't know. I don't know what else to say other than the fact that I wish the releases would have come at a better time, or that I wish Emma wasn't released. That's really it, I guess. All right, I think that's about it. We've covered everything. It's been a relatively lax week just because of the holidays, which I really appreciate because there's less shit to think about, which makes it an opportune time to bring in another guest. We are heading towards PWR Vendetta, and while we've spent so much time ad nauseum talking about the Ubusan and Lahi match and all the other matches that we've touched on over the last few weeks, we haven't really talked about some of the other characters who aren't necessarily in focus when you have the whole picture, but they're there. Like, you look at the picture and they're there, and they do make an impact whenever they come on board, which is why we'd like to welcome to the podcast this week's guest, the man known as Revo Ranger.
Hello, citizens.
Wait, I thought we were... Yeah.
You know, it's okay. I love the voice. You don't have to do the voice.
No, let him do the voice. Let him do the voice.
Do the voice.
Let him do the voice. If he wants to be a hero, if he wants to be a crime fighter, you know, if he wants to be...
How do we address you as the Revo Ranger?
Sir Revo, Mr. Ranger, Captain Revo?
I believe Revo would be okay.
Vo? Okay, Vo.
Revo.
So there's a bit of dissonance in terms of language just because your intro video, your entrance video is in Tagalog.
Is it really?
I believe it's not.
Isn't it in Tagalog? Like the song
The intro. Yeah. The opening spiel is in Tagalog. But
right, you're right there.
No, there's like a very quick, and that's your voice, right?
No, it's a close friend of mine's voice.
Okay.
No. The intro is in Tagalog, and then the rest of it is some weeb shit. Is it correct?
It's an intro. From a very respected TV show.
Okay.
Do we have the rights to that?
Did we edit it enough?
If you've seen the video, if you pay attention to it enough when you're at a PWR show, you'll even notice that there's a timestamp.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? Because like a lot of good anime from back in the day would be aired primetime, like 7, 7.30. So the time is 7.30, diba?
Yeah, it means my show is prime time.
You have a show? The spotlight is on you, sir. All
right, so I think first things first, we have to talk about the Revo Ranger character in itself. Because when you first came out, a lot of people were like, what the fuck is going on? This is some of the comments on the PWR page were like, this is some Chikara level shit. So, especially when you went out and fought against a T-Rex, one of your notable foes, who even made his way to APCC.
I believe he is now conducting an orchestra.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With those tiny arms.
Yeah. I believe that our friend Trian De La Torre also found him busking in New York with improvised drums.
It's very lucrative. I know he has a family. They wait for a school bus every day. I'm not sure.
All right, so what made you think of this character? Like, where does Revo Ranger come from, and what made you decide, now, you know what, if I'm going to be a wrestler here in the Philippines, if I'm going to be part of PWR, I might as well be a Super Sentai?
Well, at first, I was having trouble finding an actual gimmick to stick with.
Okay.
All right. But when it actually came to... when it came to coming up with the character, I kind of wondered, what did I want to be when I grew up?
Right, so. And you wanted to be a ranger.
Well, yes.
A power ranger.
A power ranger. going with that, I decided that, you know, there's so much injustice in the world, that there might as well be one hero fighting for justice. So I decided, hey, you know what? why don't I don the mask?
Alright, so which Sentai or slash Ranger series, for those who are not in Weeb Speak, in the know about Weeb Speak?
It Sentai, is Weeb, yes. Sorry. It is Weeb.
Which series and shows inspired you to become the Revo Ranger?
Oh, when I was growing up, I watched a lot of, well, the original Power Rangers by Saban. I don't know what's going on with you right now.
Saban. Japanese or American?
The American version. Yeah,
of course, the ones that aired on ABS TV.
With Tommy.
Beautiful.
And then I also watched a lot of Shider, so Metal Hero stuff. Yeah. And Kamen Rider too. So putting it all together, I came up with, well, Revo Ranger.
Okay.
Did you ever figure out, like, since you're such a huge fan of these Sentai series, did you ever figure out why the Japanese have such a fascination for these characters?
It's, from what I know, and from what I've been told, it's, with the fascination with Sentai superheroes, with Metal Heroes, with your Rider series, it's all geared towards showing kids the moral... how to be a good citizen, how to be a morally upstanding person. Right?
But when you think about it, Sentais are no different from the vigilantes or the superheroes we see. Because essentially, like the Justice League, for example.
The
Batmans of the world, they are vigilantes. Yeah. So what makes a Sentai different from a vigilante?
Well, it's more of how they interact with the people they save and the people that they fight against.
I thought it was because they had a mandate from some alien force.
That's what I was going with.
There's also that.
Obviously. Alien force, some supernatural dinosaurs.
Yeah, there's also...
disembodied head.
Yeah, in the case of Voltage 5, like half of them are literally aliens.
Yeah, there's that too.
There's that. Wait, Voltage 5, they were aliens?
Yeah. Seen as Steve and his two brothers, they're half aliens.
Right.
Because their dad is an alien.
Half-sies.
Fucking...
That was from the movie, right?
No, it's part of canon.
It's really
Zardos is their half-brother.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We thought you were a weeb.
But Voltus 5 is a Sentai.
It's not.
But they're kind of rangers then. Like,
they're more mecha,
they're right? Yeah, it's mecha.
It's more of the Voltron.
The powerful 5-in-1 combo things aren't in the same genre as that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
They're similar. Yes. They're
similar. Yes.
Thanks for the clarification. Yeah.
Also, that about anime in the Sentai, diba?
Didn't Kamen Rider have a spin-off?
Kamen Rider has a few comic adaptations.
Yeah.
I know it also has an anime adaptation. Okay. From what I remember.
Yun lang ata.
I mean, the genre Stan mentioned is mostly animated because obviously, how can you live action gun that?
Yeah.
Well.
Or
CGI
Dimos,
has come a
or
long
Voltus
way.
5 or Mazinger Z.
Well, yeah. Pacific Rim.
But that was only now.
And that's a full length feature.
I know.
So, okay. Clearly, you know a lot about the genre. Clearly, you're such a huge fan of it. And how easy was it for you to pitch to PWR's creative team that, okay, if you're going to call me up, this is what I want to do?
Well, back when it's a completely different booking team. It was a completely different booking team before. And what I did was I just messaged the guy currently at that... Am I allowed to say his name?
Which one are we referring to? Which era of PWR booking are we referring to? Is this Pre-Batanes?
Yeah, Pre-Batanes.
Pre-Batanes!
Oh, let's not mention their names then.
Okay, but...
No, wait. Red was... already Pre-Batanes.
Yeah.
But... is this Pre-Red?
Yeah, Pre-Red.
Pre-Red, okay. Let's not give the Jabronis any airtime.
The prior team?
The prior team. I just messaged them, hey, so I was thinking, could I go in as a Sentai?
Like, what the fuck is a Sentai?
Did you have to explain what that was? No, that's like... After Sentai, like, what's a Sentai? Oh, Power Ranger. It's like, oh, no, if you want to do that, that's perfectly fine. If you can back that up with a costume, go ahead.
So the first thing you did was actually make the costume or learn how to move like a Sentai?
Well, move like a Sentai is basically just any form of martial art.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just poses after that.
It's like really hammy martial arts.
Yeah,
you know?
Really hammy martial arts. Since I've been a karate practitioner for more than 7 years,
I never knew this. Yeah. What?
Wait, which belt are you? Or which belt do you have?
You didn't.
No, I didn't know this.
Green.
All right.
And then I've never really taken any other examinations after that. But yeah, green. And I competed also in the intercollegiate scene.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
So along with the judo practice, all that, I competed also in UAAP judo.
You're a man of many talents. Like, let me just say this. The guy in the Rebel Ranger suit also has radio experience, and I know this for a fact. So, yeah, you have all these backgrounds coming together, and
yeah.
It really shows in everything you've brought to the table for PWR thus far.
It is an experience. It's great to use all my experiences before to make something great for what I'm doing now. But where was I again?
We were talking about coming up with the movement and then eventually getting into the costume.
So when it came to coming up with a moveset, I just decided that, well, if you're a ranger, you don't really have a lot of grappling moves. Yeah. The most you'll probably do is a judo arm drag. Mm.
Trips and stuff.
Trips and stuff. But when it comes to your main meat of your moveset, it's all strikes. If you watch my sequences in the matches, you'll see me throw out a
strike combo.
Yeah, strike combo with the forearm, with the palm, with a snap kick. Yeah, you'll see a few of that over there. That's basic karate moves.
Uh-huh.
Just a bit with a bit of poses after each
one, and a lot of exaggeration.
A lot of it is posing.
Would you say it's much easier for you compared to, say, other wrestlers with other gimmicks and other movesets?
A lot of it is kind of tiring, especially after... Well, when it comes to doing a Sentai character, what I believe to be the right way is after every strike, if the opponent falls down, you gotta do a pose.
Yeah.
So
there's gotta be something.
There's gotta be something after that. So when it comes to being a little bit more tiring, especially wearing a mask, it's kind of dark under the mask.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see that. You can see through that mask.
I can see through that mask perfectly. It's just that, you know how the lighting guy made everything dark around the ring? It's hard for me to spot anything outside of the ring.
Okay. So it's much different compared to when you were wrestling in Bayanihan, for example.
Yeah, with Bayanihan it was very bright.
All right. So, okay, let's talk about the costume since you mentioned already now. It's pretty dark inside. It's a full body suit. You even have gloves to match.
Yeah.
And the boots. I once asked you how much this set you back. Can you tell our listeners the price range? You don't have to say the exact amount, but like the price range, just so everyone has an idea how much it takes to put together something like that.
It's about 4,000 to 7,000 pesos. Depends on...
A very functional Sentai suit.
Very functional Sentai suit, yeah.
Machine washable.
Machine washable, yeah.
So you had this custom made, obviously. You went to like a tailor or something.
A guy in Pampanga.
There's a guy in Pampanga who makes Sentais.
Yeah.
How'd you find this guy?
Oh, I was... Okay, during one of the after parties of TWR.
Okay.
Because Revo Rangers drink too.
Because we all drink.
Yeah, you have to celebrate life. As a ranger...
You have to respect life.
Sure.
And one of the ways to respect life is to enjoy life. But during one of the parties, I was talking to one of our other PWR members who is a big, big fan of the Sentai genre. And he referred me to this guy in Pampanga, and that's where I got it.
So was it hard to actually tell him, oh, this is what I want, this is the type of functionality I need, this is the look I want?
Well, when it comes to spandex suits, they're all pretty much functional. I mean, it's not hard to move around in
spandex
as long as it's your size.
Yeah.
And
everything fits in the right...
And everything fits in the right...
Areas.
Pockets.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. But when it comes to the design, I had to tell my one of my other co-workers, like, okay, this is what I wanted. This is the design that I need. This is the primary colors. When it comes to the design for the actual costume, I decided to model it after the Revo PWR logo.
Yeah, it's like a big W.
It's a big W on the chest.
If y'all haven't caught that yet,
and if you see the belt, the RR is actually the same design as the PWR, same logo as same lettering font as the RR.
Same font.
Same font.
All right, so let's talk about your boot camp experience. Let's backtrack a little bit. How did you even get here? How did you find yourself in this crazy world of pro wrestling?
Oh boy. Well, I watched PWR live
in
MCS days.
MCS. Yeah, I actually do have. I still have the.
Hey, first Revo X ticket.
Yeah, first Revo X
ticket. Why do you keep that?
Well, it's a very, very good memory.
Is that where it all
really
began
even,
for you?
Even with the Iron Man match?
Well,
okay. Worst, can I just say that was the worst opening match, the worst Iron Man match, the worst marathon match I'd ever seen in my entire life.
But you know, you can't take away from the first match you see.
Sure, sure. Okay.
And that was the first match you saw.
First match I saw.
Fuck. First show.
What a horrible first match for you to see. I mean, jeez. Anyway, yeah. Okay. So that was your first, and what did you expect when you entered MCS, and what were your takeaways after after?
Oh well, the first time I went to MC, first time I went to watch, first thing that immediately came to my mind was, wow, this is a big black curtain.
Yeah, actually, that's one of the things that when you're a production guy, you see that black the black backing of
is that good or
MCS.
Bad?
No, it's just it's huge. No one usually carries around that much black backing.
But yeah, and then when I came in, I realized that this is quite a weird place to have a match or wrestling promotion.
Affair.
Yeah, because in around the ring, first it's a boxing ring.
Yeah.
Before, these were the days with the boxing ring. And then everywhere else around it was like karate, dojos, gyms, all that.
Muay Thai, yeah. Things.
But when we actually started getting into the meat of the match, the meat of the matches, it was a life-changing experience.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it got me here.
That's true. Okay. That is fair. That's fair.
So at what point through the show did you realize, hey, these guys can do it. If these guys can get in the ring, I can too.
It was more of after the whole entire sequence of the show, when I was eating after when I was eating dinner. It's like, okay, well, if say for instance, if these guys can do it, if we're actually putting together a promotion here, what. There's no harm in actually asking if there's going to be a way to come in.
Yeah.
So okay. So.
So did you wait for a boot camp, or did you know somebody in the system? You knew somebody.
Did
in the
you
system.
Have did you have a friend?
Okay, hey. This is all clicking. No, this is clicking now. Hey. I actually know the answer to this story.
That's why I laughed when you started asking.
Right, you're hesitating. All right, you knew somebody in the system already.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
that's how you
got
in.
Yeah, and that's how I asked, and that's how I knew when the next boot camp was going to be.
Okay,
who was this friend?
Oh, I don't remember anymore.
Oh,
are
we going there?
Do you even have a memory of what he looks like?
I just.
But you've cut him out. Fair to say.
Oh yeah.
Does the memory of this guy take you to someplace far and leave you there?
Can we talk about that story?
Obviously not. You just want to tell him.
Maybe later. Maybe
okay.
Later.
That's okay. Why. That's why.
Clearly, you're pissing the Revo Ranger off. He wants to punch this guy in the face, and you're bringing
he's
back all
me
these
the,
memories.
He's punched me in the face before.
That's true.
All right.
So where were we?
So we're talking about
boot camp.
Would you say that it was easy for you? Did you find it natural to get in the ring and do everything that wrestlers do, or was there a learning curve for you?
When it came to the drills of wrestling, a lot of it, for instance, the breakfalls, the rolls, mm-hmm. are the first thing you learn in judo,
yeah.
and also in karate.
Right.
You got to learn how to fall before you get thrown around,
mm-hmm.
obviously. So, yeah, coming into that, that was easy. I did find the 500 squats a little bit excessive.
So do I. I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as a way to weed out, I suppose, the people that can't do it.
But you don't need to do 500
yeah,
squats.
Yeah, you don't have,
do that,
you don't have to do that. It's excessive. Yeah, exactly. Everything else after 500 squats is kind of a chore after 500 squats.
So, okay, so you get through boot camp, and you didn't debut until this year, did you?
Never. Well, I did have one thing.
So you had stints without the mask, obviously, as your real identity. Something close to it.
Something.
Yeah. So we'll just leave it up to people to figure out who that was, whatever. You know, there have been other people, other NPCs who've appeared.
Non-playable characters.
Yeah. Yeah, you can figure out who Rebel Ranger was among those people. But it took a while. Because I know you entered boot camp sometime in 2015, and you only really debuted this year. So was it tough for you seeing the people you entered boot camp with getting called up to the main roster, doing their thing, and then you're still, you were paying your dues, and eventually you even took a break. And then, when you came back, it had been a year and a half since you entered.
Yeah, every time I saw another person come in to the ring, like, there goes that guy. Eventually, it came to the point where it was just, just me left in the batch that I didn't.
Which batch were you part of?
Four.
Batch five.
Five.
So which names are with batch five? Three and Delatore.
No,
that's
batch six.
Oh, that's six.
Right. I was with Vlad.
All right.
Dax. Mm-hmm.
The new breed. That new breed group. It's like Martivo, Robin.
Robin.
All right. So they get called up one by one or as a group. Like that shot, that was like a mass debut, right? For all of these
everyone.
Guys. Yeah, and you felt left out at some point. So
how did it feel?
How did
ask Camus.
it was a little bit of there was a little bit of pressure, obviously. Before the break, I came out with the idea of Rebel Ranger, and I've been told it was pretty close when it came to that character coming out before the break, and then.
Pretty close to what? To
pretty
debut?
Close to actually, doing something. Yeah.
And when you say the break, meaning the break you took away from PWR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Troubled era of PWR.
Oh, don't we all know about that?
Yeah. And when I came back, it had been about 5 months, 6 months.
Okay, yeah.
So was there rust, or did you feel
there was a lot of rust.
And then there was that, didn't you get injured?
Yeah, I did get injured also. So
yeah, there was that also.
Yeah, I got injured before the break.
Ah, yeah.
And then when the break happened, I decided, okay, well, this might be good for me. And then when I came back, I'm like, all right, a little bit of rust. It was kind of hard to get back into the whole
swing of things.
The matches were kind of hard to the practice matches were kind of hard to process. But when it came back to the actual, the drills. It was nice to get back into it. It didn't really take a lot of adjustment.
So you came back and you started getting the hang of things again. At what point did you get the call? Now, all right, you're ready. You're gonna appear on a show. Put the suit on.
Oh, that was great. Leading up to the whole debut, I remember putting out the promo videos. Like, oh, this is what I'm thinking of doing. And I remember showing people, okay, this is the design of the character. This is my costume. Check it out. I take a picture in the office.
Yeah, I remember those.
Showing it to everybody.
You didn't just take a picture in the office.
I took a video also in the office.
You had the office in on it.
Yeah, news at NDA.
How were you not fired?
Oh,
he did it over lunch break.
I did over lunch break. So.
I mean, if you do anything over lunch break, it's fair game.
No, but did you buy the office a round of lunch?
I gave them pizza at the end.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That is a good way to bribe.
That's a great coworker.
A great way to bribe people to get a lot of
yellow cab pizza.
Yellow cab pizza.
Yes.
Fuel the hungry.
Best way to get everyone to sell you.
Exactly.
So I did that.
Works so well.
And eventually during what was the show in
that was
the one in Fisher Mall?
Yeah, Renaissance.
Yeah,
Renaissance. I remember Red coming up to me and just saying, "Hey, get your suit ready for the next show. We're thinking of putting you up there." Like, okay, great. And then a few weeks later after that show, I remember talking to one of the other bookers and them telling me, "Okay, so you're debuting next match. You're debuting next show. And you're gonna be." And I'm like, "Okay, that's great. Who am I gonna fight? You're gonna be fighting a T-Rex." I remember like, "Oh, hey man, that's a funny joke."
So you thought he was ribbing me.
I thought he was ribbing me, and then then I saw the post on the Facebook wall, and it was like, okay. We're actually doing this. Okay.
This is booked.
In a way, I did ask for it.
Yeah.
Because if you watch the intro video of my Titantron entrance.
Yes.
Yeah. You're fighting a T-Rex.
I'm fighting a T-Rex. So.
Is this the same T-Rex or another T-Rex?
Are
they brothers?
Were they related?
I did defeat the first one, so the second one that I captured during...
APCC?
During my debut match.
At Bakbakan.
That's the one I captured, so...
Ah, okay. Thank you for clarifying.
So, Rebel Ranger's been out and about for a good 3-4 months now.
Four months,
yeah.
And as the guy in the gimmick, in the character, Iba, what's the direction of Rebel Ranger? Like, why does Rebel Ranger exist?
Rebel Ranger exists to fight injustice. So, maybe, perhaps next time you'll see somebody getting beat up on, you know, Rebel Ranger can be like, hey... Stop that.
That's it. Stop that.
Oh, bro. Citizens!
Citizens!
Stop that.
You must be a morally good person.
on that same vein, are you okay with the fact that there is probably a reasonable ceiling on the Rebel Ranger character and his space career-wise? Because clearly, you occupy a niche on the roster that... probably won't let you in the top serious storylines, championship. Where, you know, maybe there might be a few if you get over enough. But excuse me, as of now, as of what it is, excuse me again, there might not be that much to go.
Okay, so in my background in theater,
yeah,
I do realize that there are some parts that will only get you so far. But there's also the fact that you need an entire card to fill out a card.
Right.
And I'm happy where I am, in wherever part of the lower card I am.
If we're being technical
about it.
It's one of those, there are no small rules.
And I enjoy the fact that every time I come out, the kids instantly love me. So, you know, that's great, seeing the smile on their face like, hey... Rebel Ranger's getting beaten up.
But how is it like coming out? Because when you first came out, the place went nuts.
Yeah, the place went nuts. Yeah.
And it's a silly character with a silly story. You're fighting a fucking T-Rex, right? So it's silly. But how is it on your end, just getting the reaction, getting the energy from the Rebel Ranger?
Literally
and figuratively. So one of the main plot points of my character, I feel, is that you know how... Kamen Rider has a stone inside him that gives him power.
Yeah.
Yep.
The original Power Rangers get their power from Zordon.
Right.
With the thing.
And it was accessed through the morphin belts. There, thank you.
For Rebel Ranger, the main source of his power is the cheers of the crowd.
Yes.
Right? So
the Lenmiers. That's why the Lenmiers.
Yeah, that's why when I asked them to lend me their power.
Yeah.
That's my buff up moment. The whole.
That's how you Hulk up.
That's how I Hulk up. That's how I get my power for the finishing blow.
Uh huh.
And
the Rebel Ranger kick.
Yeah, the Rebel kick. But when it comes to in the literal sense, in the sense that I'm me as a character, me playing the character, you get a big rush out of everyone raising their hands for you.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. This is it.
I've wanted to raise my hands a few times.
Yeah. Well, we understand why you can't.
But they can.
I think for the next time I will.
Yeah. Well, any person raising their hands is like the best feeling in the world. It's a rush, you know. Like, oh, this is great. I can actually go and do this now.
So it empowered you.
Yeah, it does. It there's a thrill. There's a sense of being the hero for that one part of the show.
Let's talk about APCC really quickly, because the Sentai character, the Sentai costume, fits in so well
with APCC,
at a Comic Con.
Yeah.
Right?
So, and you were on the poster, man!
I was on the poster.
You were on the poster!
I remember the head guy sending me a message like, hey, check out the poster.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, why? So I go there like, I don't really see myself. Oh.
You're right there.
Right there.
Smack in the middle.
Because you know how everyone is in the back, right? So, oh, okay, where am I here? And then, like, I'm wondering, like, okay, why did he ask me to look at the poster? All of a sudden, I'm there in the center, like, oh.
So how is it like being in that in that setting? Because even after the matches, after the segmented shows, you would go out in full costume, full regalia,
walk around.
Yeah,
nobody would actually ask like who I was.
Yeah, just, they know
because they know.
They know you're not supposed to,
and it's great because you're in a crowd. Like, okay, in PWR. There aren't a lot of people that are actually knowledgeable about the gimmick. I mean, up to the point that, you know, the intricacies of the gimmick.
Okay.
But when it comes to like, oh, he's a Power Ranger, they know. Like, okay, yeah.
You
get that much, yeah. But in APCC, you can walk around and then people understand when you raise your hands and ask them for your your power.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll do it, yeah.
Do it for the gram.
Yeah. In the PWR shows, you see a few people kind of wondering, like, Yeah. But in APCC...
Because they don't
the
get,
roof.
Yeah.
Alien.
Must get snilla at APCC.
The moment I ask them to raise their hands, they're like, oh, yeah, let's do it.
Because not as many people watch Dragon Ball Z also.
Yeah, it doesn't come as naturally to them. Yeah. Although it should, because they all watch, you know, Power Rangers as a kid.
Yeah.
So in your brief run so far, what's been the most memorable moment you had as Rebel Ranger?
There are two times that I really enjoyed playing my role.
Okay.
First one was coming out and fighting the T-Rex.
Okay.
And raising my hands for the first time. It was like,
I was kind of worried.
I was kind of worried that they wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
But then the moment I saw people raising their hands, like, all right, we got this. It's in the bag. And then the second one would be my match with Quattro. That was fun. It was
That guy flies too high. Isn't
guy, yeah, yeah. He's a great talent to work with, and yeah, it was just wow,
wow, Quattro and kill you.
Has your match for Vendetta been announced, or is it still under wraps for now?
I think it hasn't been announced yet.
So all right, we'll see. You're going to be at Vendetta.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to see you there, and it's kind of pointless at this point to tell people to say hi to you when they see you, because like they wouldn't know who you are. Obviously,
they wouldn't know who I am
under the mask.
But if they see me in the suit.
Yeah, don't be shy. Say hi to Rebel Ranger. Are you on social media?
I do have a page.
Okay.
Rebel Ranger PWR on Facebook.
All right.
And is there anything we're supposed to watch out for Rebel Ranger in PWR's last show of the year? Because it will be a while before everyone sees us again.
Yeah.
Yeah, just another couple of months, right?
Yeah, it's January, right?
Yeah. It's just
not
December.
Not that far.
Are we expecting a Rebel Ranger Funder shirt
page
soon?
Or
because
shop?
Because, you know, as a member of the Treonverse, possibilities are endless with this thing.
I've been asked a lot of times, when are you coming out with a Rebel Ranger shirt?
Because this is the golden era of wrestling shirts.
Merch
shirts. Come on, buddy.
As soon as I come out with a good design, I'll probably put up a shirt. But as of now, no plans yet.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe start next year.
Oh, last question. Hmm. Where does Zah come from?
During my first practice match as Rebel Ranger, this was back when I had only the mask, right? One of the first things they teach you in karate is how to exhale when you do a punch or a kick.
Now.
Yeah. The one that my sensei taught me was sa.
Okay.
Right? So every time, during the first practice match I did, every time I try to get out of a hold, or every time I try to come back from a... Yeah, it would be sa or sa. And then eventually, people started cheering.
It caught on.
Like, oh, people started doing sa also every time I, you know, do a pose. So I figured that, hey, you know, if people here caught on to this chant, probably if I take it to the ring, the audience will catch on to sa also.
Mm-hmm.
And
they did.
They did. Mm. So it's great.
All right. And I personally am a huge fan of the gimmick just because it's silly.
Yeah.
And
it's not that silly. Well, Crime Fighting is serious.
Well,
and I love the full suit. Like somebody asked me on Curious Cat if you could dress up as any member of the local wrestling scene, who would you pick? And I was like, Rebel Ranger, dude. I want to get in that suit. Just because it...
Whoa, I didn't mean it that way, but you know.
I want to wear a full body suit where I can feel like a Power Ranger.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Which kid who's watched Power Rangers has never had a dream about entering the Power Ranger suit?
Exactly.
You have a point.
My idea, reiterating the point that I made a while ago, when you asked me what I wanted to be, or why I wanted to be Rebel Ranger, is mainly I wanted to be a wrestler. I wanted to be a person that a younger self of me, right, my younger self, would look at and not be ashamed of.
Uh-huh.
Right? So, like, oh, hey, look at me. I'm a Power Ranger. Also, I fight for justice, but Power Ranger.
All right. It sounds good to me. And I got to thank you for taking time out of your holiday to join us, Rebel Ranger.
No problem.
Thanks, man. Which brings us to the end of this week's podcast. That means it's time for our picks of the week. Let me start first, since these two are still figuring theirs out.
I know mine.
I'm picking the main event from NXT last week. That's Roderick Strong versus Andrade Cien Almas. Another great match between the two of them. And the events of this week are bound to set up Roderick Strong's involvement in War Games in the next couple of weeks.
Ooh-wee.
So I'm really excited for that. But in the meantime, I'm very satisfied with another strong main event in NXT. It's become the standard now for the last month or so, and I hope they keep it up moving forward.
Yep. My pick is from the recently released PWG Battle of LA. For those of you who have been waiting for this, it's up now in its entirety on the streams that you know that we watch.
For now, because eventually they will be taken down.
Yeah, so download while you can or watch it while you still can. So my match is Flash Morgan Webster versus Marty Scurll, because my God, the fake out at the start was so good and the rest of the match was great. Two great British wrestling prodigies, I would say.
Mm.
Very good guys on the indie scene.
Are you about to go into a homily about British wrestling?
No, I absolutely will not.
Because he doesn't know that much about it either.
I mean, not as much as the other guy. I don't know about that guy, but I know enough that this is good. And Dukach Bola, it's always great.
Yeah, it's always great in its entirety. I'll pick this week's main event of SmackDown, the ROH rematch.
Yeah,
that's right. Nakamura versus Owens.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Because we haven't seen this in a long time.
We haven't seen this
in
WWE, and it's kind of sad a little bit, and the rematch is on.
No, we have. We have seen it in WWE.
In a no.
What? When?
No.
SmackDown,
no.
Didn't it?
Meron na. Basta meron na, kasi
meron
I remember...
Na. This isn't the first time.
Yes.
This isn't the first time.
So I remember watching this. Yeah,
one-on-one.
Meron na.
I remember this. Huh, all right.
I remember because they were hyping it up like nobody's business, that for the first time ever in WWE.
And then ROH posted, by the way, this happened on our turf before.
Oh, yeah.
But still better than their previous meeting.
Sure. Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Right. So there you go. Another week, another podcast episode down. Thank you so much for staying with us and for subscribing. If you haven't rated us yet, please do. It's very easy. Go to whatever podcast app you download us from and just click subscribe. Click 5 stars, 4 stars, whatever, however you want to rate us. And we will catch you this Sunday at the Power Max Center Spotlight for PWR Vendetta, fueled by Yellow Cat Pizza Company. So it's going to be at 2 p.m. as always. You still have a couple of days to get those discounted tickets. So if you know anybody from the PWR system, or if you want to reach out to us, slide into our DMs and let us know how many discounted tickets you want. Just let us know. The Barcada bundle is $999 for 3 tickets.
$350 for the early bird.
And at the gate, it'll be $400. And as for the shirts, which we alluded to earlier.
Many, many shirts.
There'll be a lot of shirts for sale at the
venue
itself.
Everyone's got shirts.
But if you want to pre-order before Vendetta, you can do that on the Funder shops.
Yeah, they ship quickly.
To your door. So you can access that on the website. That's pwrcentral.com. Right, and for anything else you need to know about PWR, especially leading up to this Sunday show, it's at PWR Official on Twitter and Instagram, and on Facebook, it's the page. it's the only PWR page, obviously. For us, though, it's at the SGP Podcast, and individually, it's at Caveman Camus, at Rose War, at underscore Stan C. And on behalf of Rebel Ranger, our guest for this week, on behalf of Camus and Ro, and of course, my name is Stan, and we are officially out of here.
Sit down.
Citizen, be humble. Glorious! No, I won't give in till I'm the